very bad weekend last weekend in Lansing with three separate multiple shootings, and we just had a couple three shootings here in Jackson. It just it never ends.
And in Detroit this morning or late last night.
The highway.
Was the death of a 2-year-old, and it's tragic to see. I think we've got to look at the issue of respect for law and order. I think we've had too long. It's been over a year now where we've seen anarchy reign in a number of cities, and that has to have an impact in other areas where people begin to think if you can do it in Portland, Chicago, Seattle, et cetera, why can't we do it here as well and take it in our own hands? And the cops don't have anything that we need to accept, and so we'll move forward. And then people that just have that type of mindset and the ability to get illegal guns or knives or whatever and use it that way, it causes problems. I think society has to redouble our efforts to say, listen, we won't always agree with every law. We won't always agree with every law enforcement officer. There will be some, very few, but there will be some bad actors in both entities. But in the end, the only way America has worked is such a great civilization where people are clamoring to come to the United States is because we abided by the law. And we had a constitution that wasn't just enforcing a democracy, it was enforcing a republic, a constitutional democracy, where even the minority was protected within the confines of the Constitution and law. So I think we have to get back to that in our churches, our schools, and certainly in our homes. We have to be training our young people as they're coming up to understand that this is the greatness of America. And that's why, again, dads, let's take that responsibility. Saw a report just this morning that said something that just struck me as kind of funny, but it's sad. He has to have a study that says that, yes, fathers are important and necessary in the home. Well, I take that as an affirmation, but doggone it, that says that there ought to be a mom and dad working together to make sure that their progeny, their kids, understand that there is a rule of law that's for their good and for their benefit, and it works for all of us together. So these tragedies, whether it's Lansing or whether it's Jackson, sadly, or whether it's Detroit or any other place, we ought to focus on the fact of what brought that about, how can we stop it, and how can we nip it in the bud without going further, and then address the issues.
Yeah, I was just looking at the police calls in Jackson just the last 24 hours, quite a few of them, 80.
Yeah. And I, again, a redoubled effort from all hands on deck, the local churches, especially in the areas where the shootings and the violence and the police calls are taking place predominantly. We ought to make sure that we join together. That's why standing here in a Boys and Girls Club on the east side of Adrian, it's a wonderful thing to see the impact that it can have on young kids' lives who sadly may not have some of that same influence in the home in a concerted fashion. And it's not just one area of the community. This reaches out to kids across the entire county. I know that Jackson has similar programs and opportunities that are addressing those concerns. But we can't sit back and say, let them do it or let someone else do it. We've got to be involved with it as well. And whether you're a member of Congress or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a pastor or whether you're a factory worker or whether you're unemployed, it doesn't take us out of the purpose that we can have to foster a society that progresses and doesn't regress back to some standards that we thought we'd beaten years ago. Can't let it turn around.
So what do you expect at your town hall, Tim?
Well, we'll see. Hopefully the rain won't keep people away. We always look forward to these. I had a nice event at the Dahlman Center last week. outdoors in their pavilion. Had a good group of people show there. And the questions come up on everything from the border, of course, that comes up regularly, to China. What in the world are we going to do with China? Not only related to COVID that they gave to us, but related to how they are cheating in the process and in manufacturing issues, really giving us a go for it right now. They certainly want to talk about the economy, the inflation that we're experiencing now at the gas at the pump, lumber costs, the price of milk and meat. Cybersecurity does come up, because I think people are thinking about that now relative to the cyber attacks that took place on the Colonial Pipeline and on the meatpacking processing centers. So those are all issues that come up. And then, of course, always comes up, why can't y'all get along and get things done in bipartisan fashion? And that's always a great opportunity to talk about the fact that we are. I introduced another piece of legislation this week that is bipartisan with my friend from Mariana Islands, who we've introduced it before, and deals with human trafficking and getting the Department of Labor to put more effort in training their people to know what's going on and how to spot human trafficking, especially in the workplace. Mm-hmm. It's happening all the time. So that's an issue that's come up. We had a bill come out of committee, Energy and Commerce Committee, which I set, that was a bipartisan bill. Bobby Rush, Representative Bobby Rush from Chicago, and I introduced this piece of legislation that passed last year, got through the committee, got through the House, and died in the Senate for lack of time. But an issue making a cyber security czar, cabinet-level position, Senate confirmed, in the Department of Energy. And that's where we need a person like that whose total eye on the ball is on cyber and the cyber attacks that are taking place. And so that bill came out of committee with several other bills that were bipartisan as well. But there are some big differences, and I think our citizens need to understand that we are going to battle on some of those issues relative to socialism versus capitalism, larger government control versus freedom and liberty and the responsibility of individual citizens to make some of these decisions.
Tim, and we haven't heard much about agriculture, and that might well be the biggest employer in your district.
Yeah, and we've been talking about one area of agriculture that's very concerned to agriculture. And since there's not an ag budget going through right now, it's not on the top burner in the media. But the issue of the capital gains tax that the Biden administration is pushing and the step up on the death tax would be a huge, huge cost and loss to our agriculture industry. It would make it very difficult for a farmer who is going to pass on his or her farm to the kids to even think about doing that, because it would cost the kids to take over the farm to the point they, in many cases, would have to sell the farm or at least a lot of their implements in order to pay the taxes. That's not the way to foster the greatest agricultural system in the entire world. We feed the world. We literally feed the world, and we provide low cost, not cheap, low cost food to our citizens. And though we see, because of inflation now, the prices going up on meat, on milk, and if you do any shopping for those type of things and others, you've seen it in recent weeks, the rapid increase, largest increase since 2008, on a CPI index. Is taking place now, and we've got to get a grip on that. And of course, that hits the farmers. They'll continue to produce, but when you see the cost increases, realize it's not because of farmers. They're not necessarily getting any more out of it. That's the cost in order to make up for what is going on in what literally the government has done by printing dollars, increasing the debt and the deficit, spending constantly without thought of what we're doing, and it impacts the entire economy. And so inflation increases. We've seen that before. I don't know why we're going back to it.
Yeah, that didn't start in November.
It started in January when we saw this administration, rather than just saying, let's let things be status quo. It was working extremely well before COVID hit, had the strongest economy in 50 years, lowest unemployment rates in history for a number of the categories, and things were swimming along very well. Even with COVID, we saw ourselves rebounding much more quickly. And then all of a sudden, we have a change in administration that says we want to spend without stopping. And so we've looked at almost $6 trillion just for COVID relief things. And as you know, I supported the initial CARES Act and PPP, those things that were supposed to help us for the first 2, 3, 4 months, which was legitimate. After that, the spending we've done now has been wasteful, including in the unemployment benefit stimulus that's going on now at $300 a week for anyone unemployed, which is keeping people from going back to work because they're going to stay home and make as much or close to what they make if they were employed. That's hurting the economy, hurting our consumers in the process. All of that is tragically turning us backwards. And so that has to change. That's a crisis of major proportions. So hopefully this administration will ultimately right the course and say, wait a second, had we done nothing, just accepted the status quo as is, we'd be better off than we are now. I hope that will be the case, because this is going back to what we've seen before. And I look back to 2008 and that meltdown that took place then. This looks like it could get worse than that.
Tim Walberg, he'll be in Jackson later today.
I will, and looking forward to a great weekend here at home before going back to D.C. And as I always say, it's still a great country. It's a great country, and that's why people are fighting to come, whether it's across the Rio Grande or coming across the northern border or doing it legally. And let's not forget that, but let's restore it. Work together, have our battles on issues and policy, but remember, we're still Americans. And in the end, as we work together as Americans, we win. And again, happy Father's Day weekend.
Thanks, Tim. You too. Area Congressman Tim Walberg.